eternal life, heaven. These are not things we tend to think much about in our modern, technologically advanced society, and perhaps maybe even less as we are besieged with concerns over the ongoing wars in our world. But let's reflect for a moment on eternal life and heaven. In a secular world, the general consensus is that eternal life and heaven are irrelevant. The majority of people in the media and our culture act as if this life is all that there is. But heaven and hell weren't irrelevant to the first generation of Christians in the Greek city of Thessalonica, who were worried that their companions had died before Christ's second coming would be left out of the picture when Christ did finally come again. And they weren't irrelevant for Christ himself, whose parables often, very often, pointed unabashedly towards death and judgment and our eternal destiny. Our gospel today is the parable of the five foolish virgins and the five wise virgins. Jesus was telling his disciples, telling us, that we must have oil in our lamps, the oil of good deeds done with the grace of God through faith, and be ready for his unexpected return for us or for our personal interview with him. Why don't we think about our eternal destiny more? It could be simply because our idea of eternal life is a bad one, or maybe even a boring one. Who wants to think about boring things? But eternal life cannot be boring. Heaven can't be boring. By definition, it's way more exciting than anything we've ever experienced here on this earth. Paul's message to the Thessalonians gives us a clue as to why it's so exciting. In heaven, we are not only united fully and intimately with God, but he also brings us into a deep intimacy and communion, a deep relationship with everyone else who is in heaven. All the men and women who through the centuries have died in friendship with God, they will all be there, and we will be with them, sharing and laughing and enjoying each other's company more than ever. This is part of what the church teaches to us is the communion of saints. The communion of the saints is not coffee, cookies, and snacks after Mass. Heaven is a complete family reunion of the faithful from our family with all the good, plus a lot more, and none of the bad that comes with family reunions here on earth. Cardinal Christoph Schönborn, in giving a retreat to the papal household, said this: "Something very strange has taken place in recent years. Christians have lost touch with heaven. Of the desire for heaven, our heavenly home, we hear hardly a word. It is as if Christians have lost the orientation that for centuries defined the direction of our journey. We have forgotten that we are pilgrims, and that the goal of our pilgrimage is heaven." When Pope St. John Paul II was dying, the doctors were treating him with painkillers and other medications to hold him together for as long as they possibly could. At one point, he had simply had enough, and he waved them away, knowing that his moment had come. And his last words were, "Let me go to the Father's house." To the Father's house, to his Father's house, where all his brothers and sisters in the faith were waiting for him, where all the saints he had canonized would be cheering his arrival, where he hoped to see again his mother, who had died when she was so young, his older brother, who passed away soon after, and his father, who had not even lived long enough to see his son ordained as a priest. To go to the Father's house and to find that we each have a room there just for us, and to live there as on a permanent Christmas vacation, surrounded by countless friends and family members. It is no coincidence that our Lord describes heaven as a banquet, a wedding feast. Today we should ask ourselves, is that how I think of it, Or do you reflect on it at all? The truth about heaven, the shared knowledge of the communion of the saints, reminds us that our life has meaning. It is part of a story, the story. Following Christ means being a soldier in the cosmic struggle of good versus evil. Every decision we make, every relationship we are faithful to or unfaithful to, every act of kindness or selfishness, it all goes towards furthering the cause of Christ or not. You and I are not alone. We have a role to play in a bigger picture. Our individual world, the people we know and will come to know, the talents we have, the opportunities and challenges we will encounter is absolutely unique. Only each one of us can bring that personal world to Christ and plug it into his eternal kingdom. All that we do matters. Father Thomas D. Timlin was the priest that brought me into the Catholic Church at St. Joseph's in Anderson. He was not in good health when he taught me the faith, but he still met with me week after week for about 6 months. He died about 15 months after he brought me into full communion with the Catholic Church. Father Timlin died in his bed in the rectory at St. Joseph's early on a December morning in 1999. When they looked over his clothes, they found a quote from St. John Henry Cardinal Newman in his pants pocket. It was obviously very important to him, and this quote has been an inspiration to me over the years. As we reflect upon eternal life and our hopes for life in heaven, it would be good to hear the words of St. John Henry Cardinal Newman. The quote goes like this. God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work. I shall be an angel of peace, a preacher of truth in my own place, while not intending it, if I do but keep his commandments. Therefore, I will trust him. Whatever, wherever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. He does nothing in vain. He knows what he is about. He may take away my friends. He may throw me among strangers. He may make me feel desolate, make my spirits sink, hide my future from me. Still, he knows what he is about.